KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Senate Republicans are vowing to continue a moratorium on earmarks this coming Congress, as APRN's Peter Granitz reports it could have repercussions in Alaska, a state that relies heavily on federal funding. Both chambers of Congress adopted a two-year ban on congressionally directed spending for the current session that's winding down. Earmarks, the pet projects of lawmakers that the federal government picks up the tab for, came under scrutiny because of projects like a would-be bridge between Gravina and Ketchikan. Dubbed the Bridge to Nowhere, it became a poster child of runaway spending. Since then, lawmakers in both parties have railed against them, but veteran appropriators like U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski say the approach is misguided.
We have taken an approach that I think is designed to be more of a public relations thing. You got to convince the public that we're cutting the budget. We're not cutting spending. We're letting the executive branch determine the priorities.
Senator Murkowski says she voted no Wednesday when her party put the earmark ban up for consideration in a closed-door meeting. Senate Democrats have yet to decide whether to reinstate earmarks. Earmarks rarely account for more than 1% of the overall federal budget. Most spending goes to special programs in the Defense Department. All of those, including Medicare and Medicaid, will come under scrutiny in the coming debate on corralling the federal deficit. Alaska receives more federal aid than any other state, more than twice the U.S. average in 2010. The state is also richer than it's ever been before, says Juno economist Greg Erickson. Despite the state's financial health, the permanent fund is worth $42 billion, and the state operates in the black. Local issues can't always get the money they need, so earmarks remain important.
Well, they're a very big deal for the village that is seeing its coastline destroyed and that needs maybe $20,000 per resident to move that village to some place where it can be sustained. A very big deal, because that's probably not going to be a project that's going to garner the kind of support to be funded in the normal course of things.
Whether or not both parties in both houses of Congress opt to reinstate earmarking, the state will continue to receive billions of dollars in federal money for the military, healthcare, and transportation. Some local projects, though, may be more difficult to fund than others. It's up to the congressional delegation to prove to their colleagues that it's worth the taxpayers' dime. An Alaska community is exploring solutions to a possible water shortage this winter after the local water supply pipeline was damaged by late summer storms. Kivalina's three-mile pipeline was temporarily repaired, allowing crews to start pumping water from the Woolick River. Freeze-up arrived long before the community's storage tanks could be filled. Residents are conserving water as much as they can. Kivalina Administrator Janet Mitchell says that in the meantime, the village is making progress on obtaining a large portable tank for gathering water directly from the Woolick after a hole is drilled through the ice. An unattended candle is likely the cause of a fire that destroyed a large apartment building in downtown Juneau. Fire Marshal Denil Jager says a tenant living on the fourth floor of the Gastineau Apartments left a candle unattended in a bedroom November 5th. The fire started on the floor and spread to a bed. The tenant returned to the apartment after being gone a short time and found the fire, which consumed the top floor of the building. Jager says the fire does not appear to be a case of arson. About 50 residents have been displaced by the fire. Five people were treated for smoke inhalation, and a firefighter suffered a concussion. The building was condemned the next day. This week at the Wales School, a professional artist is helping students paint a mural. The King Igmute School has an artist in residence for 2 weeks through the Alaska State Council on the Arts Artist in Schools program. Laura Evans, a teacher at the school, helped organize the residency. Evans says she believes art education helps expand children's horizons.
There's so much talent within this little village that we figure the more we expose them, the more opportunities they'll have to express themselves and find something within them that they really enjoy and like. And so we just think it's crucial to their life and happiness.
Anchorage-based painter Linda Infante Lyons is in Wales thanks to the program, which brings working artists, dancers, musicians, and performers to classrooms to foster arts in education. Laura says she hopes to bring more artists to the school in the future. To hear more about the Artist in Schools program in Wales, listen to Profiles today after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. The Nome Health Fair begins today at the Nome Rec Center, sponsored by the Norton Sound Health Corporation's Camp Department. The fair will provide free health education beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. Booths with a variety of health information will be up from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and from 4:30 to 6:30 today. Megan Tim, Prevention Program Coordinator for the Camp Department, shares more about all the activities.
We have Nolan the Colon, the huge inflatable colon, that is really fun for kids and adults to walk through. We also have the King Island Dancers are going to perform, and a ton of kids' games and events happening throughout the day. Also doing a tug-of-war competition, so if you are in the mood to compete against someone on that, please come on down.
Tim says the fair can still use volunteers.
If you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh gosh, I would really love to volunteer this morning, please come on down. I will use people wherever they are wanting to help out.
The Nome Health Fair will also be running from 8:30 to 2 o'clock on Saturday, providing blood testing and health screenings. The approaching holidays brings another year of Operation Santa Claus for the Alaska National Guard. The Guard is gearing up for the 56th annual holiday visits to Alaska villages. This year, the Guard will place Santa in four communities, visiting North Way November 27th, Vinatai on December 1st, Atamathlok on December 13th, and Makoryuk on December 17th. Operation Santa Claus began in 1956 when floods and a drought devastated the fishing and hunting season for residents in St. Mary's. A local mission asked the Guard for help. Word spread and the Guard was inundated with donations of toys. The mission closed in the late 1980s, but the gift-giving effort has continued. The price of gold in New York is down 30 cents an ounce to $1,716.80. An ounce of silver down 10 cents to $32.60. And a pound of zinc at 86 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:49 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 10 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.